This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so we nibbled around trade a little bit. Catherine and Lynette and I did. The White House has followed its one-page tax reform outline with a two-page trade deal with China. There's a lot in the thing, everything from beef to financial services to energy, as Marketplace's Andy Euler is about to tell us. But it is wise to remember that at the same time, this agreement is but a drop in a very big trade bucket. Here's Andy.
China is trumpeting the deal as proof of its commitment to open markets and global free trade. The timing couldn't be better. This weekend, 30 international leaders will attend a summit in Beijing promoting One Belt, One Road, China's massive infrastructure scheme to boost trade between itself, the Middle East, and Europe. Both Presidents Xi Jinping and Trump have underscored how much cooperation the new deal took. Chad Bown is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says now, at least, China and the U.S. are officially on the same page.
Unlike many of the things that come out of this administration where it's an idea or it's a talk and there's no formal paperwork associated with it, in this case, there is an actual document.
The agreement would open China, the world's fastest growing beef market, to U.S. cattle for the first time since 2003. China could also buy liquefied natural gas from the U.S. That's great news for both those industries. But in terms of the U.S.'s $347 billion trade deficit with China, he says it's peanuts.
If the Trump administration is going to focus on bilateral trade deficits as their metric of success with particular trading partners, these deliverables are incredibly small.
The deal is a step in the right direction, says Alan Sykes, a law professor at Stanford University. But he says,
this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to trade issues. This is just a first step.
But some American banks believe it could be a giant leap if China lets foreign financial companies like Visa and MasterCard in on its electronic payments market. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.